Ukraine says Russia is still attacking the besieged steel plant in Mariupol despite declaring a ceasefire to let civilians leave. Moscow denies it's broken the agreement. Around 200 civilians are trapped inside. The UN has been working with both sides to get people out safely.
So far in total, nearly 500 civilians found long-awaited relief after living under relentless shelling and scarce availability of water, food and sanitation. The evacuees have shared moving tales with UN staff. Mothers, children and frail grandparents spoke of their trauma. Some were in urgent need of medical attention. I hope that the continued coordination with Moscow and Kyiv will lead to more humanitarian pauses to allow civilians safe passage from the fighting and aid to reach those in critical need. We must continue to do all we can to get people out of these hellscapes.
At least 25 people have been injured in Russian shelling in the eastern Ukrainian city of Kramatorsk. Homes, school and infrastructure were damaged. Kyiv says it's trying to fend off Russian troops pushing towards the city. Police have launched a manhunt in Israel after at least three people were killed in a stabbing attack in the city of Elad near Tel Aviv. They believe the attackers fled in a vehicle. Four others were wounded. Two of them are in a serious condition. The World Health Organization says nearly 15 million people have died because of COVID-19, many more than previously thought. This includes deaths linked directly or indirectly to the virus in the past 2 years. Some of the worst-hit countries have questioned the new WHO figures. Violence has broken out in northeastern Colombia after a notorious gang leader was extradited to the US to face trial. Members of his international drug cartel burned more than 30 trucks and buses. Their boss, known as Otoniel, pleaded not guilty to drug trafficking and other charges in a US federal court on Thursday. US stock markets have slumped a day after the Federal Reserve announced its biggest interest rate increase in more than two decades. All three major indices were down, with Dow Jones dropping about 3%. Tech stocks led the sell-off.